going to head to Ypsilanti and be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Well, thank you for your time, and obviously a relaxing, hopefully, a bye week for you and your Eagles. And if you wanted to open and comment what you were able to accomplish this last week.
Well, I think we are all pretty similar in that you want to rest and heal while still trying to keep some of the flow and momentum, you know, from the first 4 weeks. And so try to balance those in terms of, you know, practice time and intensity. Definitely an awesome opportunity for our guys this time of the year to spend even more time on their studies. We've got, you know, midterms and just a big round coming through here in the next week or so. So it was a timely break for us in that way. And then, you know, as a staff, we took advantage of being able to get on the road and, you know, do some recruiting.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. To that point, with your scouting and having an opportunity to get on the road, now in your sixth year, how have things changed from your recruiting from perhaps when you first joined the program to where you are now? What are people saying? What are they what are the responses to you and your program now into your sixth year?
Well, we've got a quote up, Ken, outside of our team team meeting room. We changed it this year. Right after the 15 season, we put up a sign that said, "Tough times don't last, tough people do." And it was just a constant reminder because we were in some tough times. And now we've got a quote up that says, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win." And I think just, you know, recruiting and as a program, we are, you know, in that fighting with the stage. So, you know, our perception is getting better. You know, we're well received, which we sure appreciate. Each program has strengths and weaknesses and a feel to it and a culture and all that. And we're just, you know, out trying to find guys that fit who we are and want to be a part of it. So, we're not being ignored or laughed at. I've experienced both in my 6 years.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Creighton.
And your question is from Evan Petzold with Central Michigan Life.
How's it going, Chris?
Good. Thanks, Evan.
Looking at just the preparing for Central Michigan this week and understanding that, you know, they're a program that's rebuilding. You know, last year when you got them, they already had a handful of losses. And I guess if you can compare the preparation from last year to preparing for them this year, I mean, do you see any changes in the way that they play? I mean, do you think they're a better team than they were last year? And if so, I mean, how have they kind of evolved and changed, if that's the case? And if not, I mean, what are you expecting then?
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely two different teams, two different programs, and obviously there's still some of the same faces. But I don't know that I see it as an evolution. I see it as a new staff who's come in, and it's a different offense, it's a different defense, it's different special teams. And, you know, I think last year, you know, due to a number of reasons, but one would just be the injuries at the quarterback position and whatnot, just never got untracked. Well, here you got an injury at the quarterback position, and that, you know, they're playing really good football. I don't really compare, you know, last year to this year, because I don't think there's much of a comparison.
So, you know, being that there's not as much of a comparison, I guess, what have you seen on film so far? And I guess, what are some of their, you know, the positives and some of the negatives that Central has, and what are you looking to exploit?
Well, I mean, I think that it's a very, very good defense that's built from the inside out and built like all good defenses, and that it's, you know, going to stop the run first. And they've proven that against some of the best you know, offenses around. They're incredibly well coached and play. You know, they don't just misfit any gaps or assignments in their run game. That is a really tall order to run the ball against them, and very few people have effectively. So I think it starts with that. And then offensively, they're getting good quarterback play from a new quarterback who I think was the backup coming into the season.
Mm-hmm.
Moved Tony Poljan to tight end, which I think is a great move. I mean, he's a tough matchup. And then they've got wide receivers. You know, the transfer that they've got with the catches. I mean, he can really scoot and. And they've always – the trenches, you know, Central Michigan has just always been good on both of the lines, and they continue to be that on the offense, and they've got weapons. So then their kicker, I mean, they've got a really good return game, and then, you know, their kicker is can make any kick. He's really talented. So they've got all the pieces, and they've put it together as well. And then we're all trying to do that consistently, and you know, against different people and all that. But it's going to be a huge, huge challenge for us.
And then last one for me, just looking at the fact that this is an in-state game, and you know, considered a rivalry just based on the fact that, you know, programs aren't too far away, and it's both in the state of Michigan. What does this game mean to you, and does it mean more than just any other normal game, or is it just kind of a next game at a time, you know, type of mentality?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that Central Michigan sees us as a rival. You know, so I can probably sense that even how you form the question. It's a huge game for us because it's a MAC game. There's no question that we're in the same state and run into a lot of the same people. You know, they're two games into the conference. We're just starting the conference and have to get off to a great start.
Awesome. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Chris, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Central Michigan. Want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Chris. Again, for Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles coming off the bye week last week, they will be at Central Michigan this coming Saturday, October 5th. That game at 3 p.m. Eastern on ESPN+.